I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story is developing news. We turn our eyes to Florida, where police in Northport are talking with the parents of Brian Laundrie right now, presumably asking about the disappearance of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. As police are inside the house, protesters are still gathered outside right now. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
Investigators in Northport, Florida say they do not have Gabby Petito's phone, meaning it was not in the van when it was seized and inspected. Josh Taylor with Northport Police says their offices are getting flooded with calls.
More than 1,000 tips. The vast majority of them are not helpful.
But he says there are nuggets of truth within those tips. Her father, Joseph Petito, was interviewed by Northport, saying he doesn't want to think of the worst case scenario, clinging to the hope that she's stuck out in the wilderness.
She hasn't gone 3 days without contacting someone.
And he lashed out again at the Laundries for not helping in the search.
I can only take this attitude as cruel and heartless.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Grand County Sheriff's Office had said that they were investigating a possible connection to the murders of Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte around mid-August in Moab. Now they say there's no connection. ABC's Alex Stone continues our team coverage.
In a one-line statement, the Grand County Sheriff's Office in Moab, Utah, says it has now determined the Gabby Petito missing persons case is not related to a double murder of two women around the same time Petito and her fiancé were in the area.
KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley explains more about why Grand County was looking at the connection. He continues our team coverage.
Clearly, Grand County had earlier in the week indicated they were sharing information regarding their double homicide case, and they were linked in only time and proximity. We knew that Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie had passed through the area. They'd been to the Moonflower Co-op, where one of the victims in the double homicide had been on the same date. So there was that connection, but there had not been anything definitively shown publicly that there was an evidentiary connection between these two cases. And essentially what we've seen from Grand County today is a public acknowledgement that they looked at that. They shared information with the law enforcement investigating the Gabby Petito case, and they were not able to connect those two by any evidence.
Grand County Sheriff hasn't explained how they decided the cases weren't connected. Police in Teton County, Wyoming, were expected to hold a news conference an hour ago, but canceled it shortly before we learned the police were at the Laundrie house. Two of Utah's top lawmakers don't approve of President Biden's vaccine mandate for businesses. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt tells us why.
House Speaker Brad Wilson is not a fan of the Biden administration's order for the Labor Department to require all businesses with 100 or more employees to require vaccines or test for COVID-19 every week.
At the end of the day, we hope everyone gets the vaccine, but this is not the way to do it.
Senate President Stuart Adams feels the same.
Very supportive of vaccines, but I believe that we can do better than a blanket mandate.
Both lawmakers agree with Governor Spencer Cox's stance that businesses should feel empowered to make the decision whether to require employees be vaccinated and keep government out of it. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, a major blow to Pfizer's COVID vaccine booster plan. The FDA panel considering it overwhelmingly rejected it this afternoon.
Dr. Chatterjee voted no. Dr. Perlman voted no. Dr. Gans voted no.
The vote there, Dr. 16 Meister no's to two yeses. And now the panel voted down the plan to give a booster to anyone 16 years and older. However, the panel endorsed the plan to give booster shots to those 65 and older or those at high risk for severe disease. Meantime, Utah doesn't plan to change its booster shot plan. People in the state who are immunocompromised will still be eligible to get a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't have full FDA approval like the Pfizer vaccine does, but another study says Moderna is the best COVID vaccine you could get. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
While all three of the COVID vaccines dramatically reduce the risk of hospitalization, new data out from the CDC supports emerging evidence that the Moderna vaccine offers the strongest protection. The CDC finding the Moderna vaccine is about 93% effective in protecting against hospitalization, even with the spread of the Delta variant. Pfizer about 88% and Johnson & Johnson 71%. Alex Stone, ABC News.
As nearly 600 Utahns are fighting COVID in the hospital, one Intermountain Healthcare doctor says the state has more cases now than in 2020.
So we were at 360 cases, I think our seven-day average roughly, last year after Labor Day. And this year we were at about 1,400 cases already after Labor Day.
Infectious disease doctor Todd Vento says more people are ending up in the hospital because the Delta variant has a much higher viral load. That means it's easier to catch when you are not masked or social distancing. KSL News Time, 5:05.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.